It's August 30th. This is Scott Bergwin from KSOW in Cottage Grove. We, as we have been, as we did yesterday, we have on the line Steve DeFord, of Gold Star Families for Peace. And Steve is in at Camp Casey in Crawford, Texas. Steve is also from Salem, Oregon. Steve, good morning.
Morning.
You were saying before we started recording that it was kind of a rough day. Why don't you tell us about it?
Actually, the day started out really well. I had a major press conference yesterday, and I made it through it without crying. That's probably a first for me. And I felt really good about that. And I had a fine afternoon, but it was like all of a sudden I hit a brick wall. And just, what a roller coaster ride, up and down and up and down and up and down. Yesterday was started up and ended up way down. They had a vigil after a camps last night, a candlelight vigil, and just so hard. And I just sometimes I feel like I'm standing on a limb and taking off all my clothes or something so everybody can see me, and it's really hard to keep reliving, you know, the whole incident of David's death over and over again. And after a while, it starts to wear you down.
Right. I can imagine that the it's something that we don't talk about much, is it? That there is the wonderfully wonderful positive energy of Camp Casey and this whole thing, and the stand that you and your wife and many others are taking here. And yeah, but you are. It's like being constantly you're constantly reminded of, you know, why you're doing this, for one, a major reason why you're doing this anyway. Well,
yeah.
I can tell you look good on the, I've got a picture of you here that's on the Camp Casey website at the press conference.
Really?
Cindy right behind you. It's a fantastic picture. I hope you get a copy of it. I'll see what I can do to at least get a copy off the internet for you. It's
okay.
You at the press conference. She's standing right behind you, and you look really good, and it's got to be tough. So tell me more. I mean, how do you take care of yourself in this situation?
Basically, I end up going by myself. I did a lot of walking yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a whole lot going on right now. The head of the American Indian Movement presented Cindy with a, I'd call it a blanket. I think he called it a robe.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very ceremony. I had a big ceremony, and it had some traditional meaning to it. And several other Indian tribes were represented there also, and they said they're backing Cindy all the way.
Mm.
But when I get down like that, I just end up going for a walk and talking to myself and God and David and whoever's listening.
Well, I think there's probably a lot of people listening.
But, you know, there are so many people there that are just, you know, if somebody sees me sitting off by my side, you know, off by the side of the road someplace, I'm just kind of sitting there. I have like three or four people over there almost instantly giving me hugs and cheering me up and telling me, you know, you're doing a great thing. You got to keep pushing. I know it's hard, but you got to keep going because America's depending on people like us
mm-hmm.
to do this. And that, you know, that's the roller coaster down and then right back up, down, right back up. And it's very, very warm still. So, and it kind of drains your energy too.
Yes. Yes. Isn't that true? Well, it's, I'm sure there must be times when you just wish this would all just go away, and you know, everything, of course, you'd wish it just wasn't true. But beyond the fact that unfortunately David is gone, and I can't imagine really, because it hasn't happened to me, but there must be times when you just wish it would just, like I said, just all go away.
I keep hoping that I'm going to wake up and I'm going to beat Bob Newhart. A dream.
Bob Newhart. Okay.
At the press conference yesterday, Cindy did announce that all our leftover supplies from both Camp Casey's are going to go to New Orleans.
Right.
And both veterans groups, the Veterans for Peace and Iraqi Veterans Against the War, are going to volunteer to stay down there in the New Orleans area
mm-hmm.
and do relief work.
Well, it's needed, that's for sure.
Yes.
And I don't know if one of the bus tours that's leaving on Wednesday is going to be going through that area. Are they?
Yes. Yeah, there are actually three tours. One's a southern route, one's a central route, and one's a northern route. And the southern route is going to head directly for there.
Okay. All right. And we established yesterday that you are Wednesday. You're heading back home to Oregon. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And not a moment too soon.
Yes.
Texas is a good place to be from at times.
Yes,
Something interesting did happen last night, though, that was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. We had a candlelight vigil, and then we did taps, or maybe it was the other way around. But we invited the Republicans, or the Bushies, over from across the street mm-hmm. to participate in the ceremony. Mm-hmm. And so they brought their flag over. They've got a really big flag on a big 20-foot staff. So mm-hmm. we brought it over, and they were really very friendly at that point. Mm-hmm. It was kind of nice change.
Mm-hmm. That's very good. Always have to be reaching out. That's even to the folks that it's obvious, at least on the surface, that they are not supportive of what we are doing. So,
But we all ended up singing "America the Beautiful" and the "Star Spangled Banner." And everybody was together for a while.
Have a lot of the folks that came there on Saturday on that the sort of anti Camp Casey tour, are they still across the street, or what kind of numbers are we talking about here?
There were maybe 5 or 10 of them yesterday.
Okay, all right.
That's all.
And that's been fairly consistent, I think, throughout Camp Casey, is that there's been a handful of folks.
They did get their own outhouse yesterday, though. It was actually the day before yesterday. They've been borrowing ours,
uh-huh.
our porta potties.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to be somewhat nice to us.
Yes, you're very gracious. Oh, all right. Well, I was at a meeting last night, just to let you know, in Eugene. We're organizing some stuff here in the Eugene and Cottage Grove, Lane County area, starting with a vigil on, when are we starting? September 7th, next Wednesday. There's a regular vigil in Eugene. We're going to start and do about a 48-hour vigil all the way through kind of rush hour on Friday. And this may be news to you. I had discussed this with Michelle, your wife, earlier last week, that basically what our flyers are going to say is from Camp Casey in Crawford, Texas, to Camp David in Eugene. And we are naming the camp after your son. And with all, of course, appropriate and respectful, I hope, stuff that goes with that. And we think it's important to, of course, David being an Oregon National Guardsman, there's an added importance of that. And I believe that you and others spoke about the National Guard yesterday at the press conference.
Yeah, that's basically what the whole press conference was about, is tying our National Guard into natural disasters, or even, you know, like forest fires in my case.
Mm-hmm.
David being from Oregon, I know there's fires going on both in Oregon and California.
Right.
And he did like to go on fire. That was one of the reasons he joined the National Guard. And I was able to tie that into the whole theme here.
What kind of I haven't been able to see much yet. It's a little too early for me to see much media stuff. But what kind of, were there quite a few press people, to use the old term, press people there?
Yesterday there were probably 25, something like that. But the hurricane is getting just about all the coverage here that I can see on TV anyway.
Right. So you probably have, other than alternative or independent media, you probably have just the White House press corps as far as the corporate or mainstream media.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. I think they hang around the White House there, or the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not doing anything, so they come out and listen to us.
Not to be unfriendly, but waiting for the president to fall off his bicycle.
Or something, yes.
Yes.
Or just fall.
Well, he's been sneaking away quite a bit. He was in a couple places yesterday out in California, and in a helicopter. Are you aware when the helicopter comes and goes?
Yeah.
Imagine, you're close enough, you can hear that.
There's helicopters flying over a lot. Mm-hmm. They made a point of flying over during the rally several times, especially during the wedding that was going on. They flew back and forth right over the tent.
Oh, my.
And it disrupt things a little bit. I don't think I saw any helicopters yesterday at all. I think they make an early morning run around the place.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's there, but Saturday and Sunday, they just were back and forth over the top of the tent, seemed like constantly.
Wow. So has the Secret Service folks gotten any nicer? I know that early on they would drive by, I guess, early in the morning and blast their horns as they were driving by.
They don't need to do that anymore. There's enough Bushies doing that.
Oh.
Secret Service kind of keeps to themselves, and we're not allowed to even walk on the road.
Oh, really?
Ranch.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Let me see. We did talk yesterday, of course, about that Michelle will be joining one of the tours. Do you know which one yet? She'll be joining on the 17th?
No, I haven't talked to her about that.
Okay.
We didn't discuss that last night.
Well, previous here, I kind of started to tell you about our plans for Eugene, and I kind of, in a roundabout way, and I ended up asking you a question about the press conference in true astute interviewing style. So, of course, we hope that, I know you all are very busy and going to be very tired, but we will be outside this interview at some point inviting the both of you to join us at some time whenever is convenient for you down here in Eugene. I'm guessing that if you don't already have them, you probably got just a ton of invitations to be everywhere at once as soon as you get home and realize you are, of course, as you said yesterday, you have a job and people pay you to do something other than attend peace rallies. So, we'll talk to you about that outside the interview.
Okay. I think I'm probably going to go over to our East Side house for a few days to kind of get my sanity back.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, there's on a more personal level, you and Michelle owned a plant nursery up till very recently. Is that correct?
Yeah. David helped us build it. We sold medicinal herb plants in the greenhouses, and David actually helped us put them together in a snowstorm for the largest one. It was cold at night, and we had to get it done. We didn't have any choice. We had an order. We had to already been paid for, and we had to get it going. And in the snow and the mud, hanging plastic at night. So it was really difficult for my wife and me to a lesser extent, because I'm not as involved in the business as she was. But everywhere she looked, she could see David.
Uh-huh.
That's one reason why we sold the business and sold the house and bought this property over in Eastern Oregon and moved to Salem for a couple of years till I'm done working.
And then your plan is to move to Eastern Oregon on a more permanent basis?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
get out of the valley in the rain. And you know, I've worked in the woods for 30 years, and it's getting to me, out in the rain.
So you work in the woods?
Yeah, I work for the Bureau of Land Management in Salem.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Oh, really? Yeah, I work for Mr. Bush.
Right. Well, I did too for a while. I worked for the Forest Service for 12 years. So.
Ah.
Okay. Well, that's another conversation, and again, another one of those that probably we don't necessarily need to share with everybody on the radio. But but it's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Kind of strange.
Well, my little story along those lines is I. Back in the 70s, you know, last time we went around like this, the time we thought we'd learned in the Vietnam era, I would have, if you'd asked me back then who the worst president we'd ever had in history, with my, of course, very limited experience at that time, I would have said, of course, Richard Nixon. And although certainly you'd have to say in terms of the war that Johnson was right in there too, but Richard Nixon was definitely the worst. Well, of course, for me anyway, the current person in the White House, Mr. Bush, has gone far beyond that for me. And but I do remember working for the Forest Service. The irony of ironies for me was when Richard Nixon died, I got a day off, a paid day off. and I'm not sure what that means, but I found it very ironic and had some laughs about it.
Yeah, we did that when Reagan died. We got a day off, and we felt like it was the only thing he'd ever done for us.
Yeah. Well, anyway, well, let's bash some more presidents, shall we? Okay. Well, do you have any specific plans for today other than the, see if somebody grabs you to interview you?
Today is Volunteer Appreciation Day. We have had so many volunteers come into the. On Saturday, we had, I think, 5 buses roll in, and people would just immediately head to the kitchen or start helping, you know, move water around to the coolers or just pick up trash or, you know, just wander around and help wherever they could. And it's just amazing how many people just, like I say, just get right off the bus and just get to work. It was truly impressive. There's just so many people there that were so nice and so helpful. And so today we're going to honor all of them, at least all of those that are still here.
Mm-hmm. And there are still quite a few people there, right?
Yeah, yesterday there was probably still 150 people at Camp 2 and probably only about maybe 50 people at Camp 1.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely starting to thin out. And I think probably after last night, there'll be even more gone today.
Right.
Things wind down.
Sure, and tomorrow is officially the last day. Is that right? And probably by the end of the day, it'll be pretty much gone, huh?
Unless the veterans group stay there. They're kind of mentioning to the press that they may have a presence at Camp 1 as long as he's president.
All right. Well, I'll try to get some more information on that, see if that's happening. That, of course, would deserve all of our support, continued support. And will you be around at this time in the morning tomorrow? When are you heading out?
Yeah, actually, I will be around this time in the morning. I'm probably going to head out about 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that.
Okay.
I have a 4 o'clock flight. I have to go to George Bush International Airport.
Yes, the ironies continue. Well, I will call you in the morning, and hopefully
okay.
We can get kind of a last wrap-up from you, I guess, as to what's happened the rest of today and how you're feeling in the morning. And I do... it feels good to know that you are actually in good hands down there, that you're taking care of yourself, and I know it must be very difficult. And we're thinking about you, Steve, and all the others that are there.
I really do appreciate that. The support is well received and needed. I hate to say that, but it really does feel good to have people behind me.
Okay, very good. Have a great day.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.